and everybody's overjoyed, and by the second or the third baby, you know, it's an everyday thing also for them. Okay? So we have to appreciate the fact that a life has been created. A life has been created. Arms, legs, eyes, nose, a head, you know, the feet, the toes, fingers, all created in perfect formation, equality, and everything in the right proportion and in the right place. And this is for 99.9% of all births that happen, and on the odd occasion that there is a deficiency, deformity, that is only for us to appreciate the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if He wants, He can do that also. So this day-to-day miracle Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us about. And the relevant thing in this also is that when we put this semen inside the uterus with the hope of having a baby, do we see anything? All we see is a liquid. Unless we use a microscope and we basically put it under the microscope, we can see the little sperm cells running around and swimming around in the liquid. But that is something that is completely invisible to our eyes. From that invisible thing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates a human being. So the relevance within the previous ayat is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He created from an invisible thing, He created a huge life. He created a life, a walking, talking human, that human that is going to become walking and talking, and a person is going to go from place to place, he's going to have eyes and ears and everything. So that same creator who created this life from nothing, He is the one who can recreate the human after death also. So this is the purpose of these verses. Allah says, أَنْتُمْ تَخْلُقُونَهُ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْخَالِقُونَ. Do you create it or do we create it? Or are we the ones who are the creators? So the question is this, very clearly. Who is the one who does that? We don't go into the womb and basically determine what kind of a baby we're going to want and all these kinds of things. This is something that is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah is the one who makes that creation happen. نَحْنُ قَدَّرْنَا بَيْنَكُمُ الْمَوْتَ وَمَا نَحْنُ بِمَسْبُوقِينَ عَلَىٰ أَن نُبَدِّلَ أَمْثَالَكُمْ وَنُنْشِئَكُمْ فِي مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Allah says that we have put the death between you. We have made it between you. We have written it between you that all of you are going to die and you will be recreated again. This is what it means, that the death is going to come and the next step of after death, it will be recreation. So Allah has written death for us, and the death basically is written, but we don't know when it's going to take place. In most occasions, you know, the parents pass away before the children, and then the children pass away, then the grandchildren pass away, then the great-grandchildren. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sometimes has it written opposite to that. Sometimes the parent has to bury his own child, which is a very difficult thing to do. So Allah says, نَحْنُ قَدَّرْنَا بَيْنَكُمُ الْمَوْتِ. We have written this death between you. And also, وَمَا نَحْنُ بِمَسْبُوقِينَ. We're not going to be beaten. We can do something else. عَلَىٰ أَن نُبَدِّلَ أَمْثَالَكُمْ. Firstly, we can replace you with something else. We can replace you with another creation. We can replace you with another race. We can replace you with other people who will do the bidding of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as He has done. History tells us that sometimes, you know, for many years it was the Arabs who took the banner of Islam and spread it far and wide. Then Farsi-speaking people, they took the banner of Islam and spread it far and wide. Then Turkish-speaking people. Then people from the Indian subcontinent. So this responsibility changed hands many, many times. إِن تَتَوَلَّوْ يَسْتَبْدِلْ قَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ. If you turn your backs away, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can change people who are other than you. So, عَلَىٰ أَن نُبَدِّلْ أَمْثَالَكُمْ. Allah can replace you with people similar to you. And also, وَنُنْشِئَكُمْ فِي مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. And recreate you in a way that you didn't even know. So what's going to happen in the hereafter? Now we only have tongues that speak. Our mouths speak, our vocal cords speak. So Allah is telling us that in the hereafter, what's going to happen? Our body parts are also going to speak, which is something that, you know, shouldn't be too much of a surprise to us. We've made so many things speak, right? We've made videotapes speak, we've made TV speak, radio speak, internet speak, and telephone speak. So all of these sounds, they're being recreated. So the same Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who gave us the intelligence to do those things, He can make our body parts also talk. So Allah will create us in a way that will be different to the way that we were created first time, in the way that our body parts will be allowed to talk and also bear witness for us or against us. So, وَنُنْشِئَكُمْ فِي مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ, and recreate you in a way that you did not even know. وَلَقَدْ عَلِمْتُمُ النَّشَأَةَ الْأُولَى فَلَوْ لَا تَذَكَّرُونَ. You have known the first creation, so why is it you don't take heed? So, النَّشَأَة, it actually means to create something from nothing. So you've seen, O human beings, that Allah created you from nothing, created your children from nothing, created your brothers and sisters and all humans from nothing that you can see apparently with your eyes. You've seen that. Then why is it that you don't believe that Allah can recreate you and give you another life in the hereafter? What's so difficult about that for Allah? فَلَوْلَا تَذَكَّرُونَ. Why is it that you don't take a lesson from this? Why is it that you don't pay attention? أَفَرَأَيْتُم مَّا تَحْرُثُونَ. Do you see what you are harvesting or you are farming? أَأَنْتُمْ تَزْرَعُونَهُ أَمْ نَحْنُ الزَّارِعُونَ. Do you grow it or do we grow it? So, what does the farmer do? All he has to do is throw the seeds out, prepare the land and put the seed in its place. Is it up to the farmer now to make it grow? It's just in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now. He does what he does, and then the rest is up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is asking us this question. Do you make it grow or do we make it grow? Undoubtedly, it is only in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah, in His infinite power, He makes these plants grow, and through making those plants grow, He shows us His power. Allah says, ثُمَّ شَقَقَّنَا الْأَرْضَ شَقَّى. We make the earth split up. So if you see the first buds of a plant that come out, and if you were to basically just touch it with your fingertip, it would become squashed. Alright? But that same bud is the one that pushed itself out through the ground. How did that happen? How does that small, soft bud push itself through sometimes a very hard, sometimes a very rocky ground? It does that because Allah tells us that it's not the plant that splits the earth and allows that bud to come out. It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثُمَّ شَقَقْنَا الْأَرْضَ شَقَّى. We are the ones who split the earth to allow this bud to emerge from underneath. So, أَنْتُمْ تَزْرَعُونَهُ أَمْ نَحْنُ الزَّارِيُونَ. Allah asks us this question. Do you make it grow or are we the ones who make it grow? لَوْ نَشَاءُ لَجَعَلْنَاهُ حُطَامًا فَظَلْتُمْ تَفَكَّهُونَ. If we wanted, we could turn it into a dry waste product. حُطَام, it refers to the chaff of the wheat, basically, which is the peeling of the wheat, which is dry, unusable. And also, if in Arabic, حُطَامُ الْبَيْضِ refers to the eggshells. Okay, eggshells, very dry, unusable, few basically not edible. So Allah says that if you wanted, we could turn these plants of yours into the lush green and growing plants that you are seeing in front of you, that you are using and utilizing and eating and selling and buying. If we wanted, we could just turn it into a dry waste type of crop. فَظَلْتُمْ تَفَكَّوْنَ, and you'd be astonished. You'd be shocked. You'd be in a state of shock at what's happening. Just imagine 1 year of drought, 1 year of poor crops that emerge from the land and how difficult it becomes for the society with this drought and this poor yield of crops. It becomes very difficult. So فَظَلْتُمْ تَفَكَّهُونَ, you're going to be in a state of shock when that happens. إِنَّا لَمُغْرَمُونَ, indeed we're at a loss. What does غَرَم mean? مُغْرَمُونَ, مُغْرَم, it refers to a person who loses his money and doesn't get anything in return. That's مُغْرَمُونَ. Person who basically loses it all. He says, so they will say, إِنَّا لَمُغْرَمُونَ, all our time, our effort, our seed, our water, our land, all of the energy that we utilized, we put into this land, yet what happened? We got nothing back in return. So our investment came out useless. إِنَّا لَمُغْرَمُونَ بَلْ نَحْنُ مَحْرُمُونَ. And then the next step is that not only are we losing out, we are not only are we basically losing everything, we are also being deprived of using anything that we could have used ourselves. So مُغْرَمُونَ, the money that we lost, the energy that we lost, we lost it, and on top of that, we are also being deprived of using this crop because it was useless. After that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ الْمَاءَ الَّذِي تَشْرَبُونَ, do you see the water that you drink? Okay, the blessing of water, something about which people are saying that in a few years, just like people are fighting over oil, the next treasure that people are going to fight over is water, about which the Prophet ﷺ, he said, to a person who's making wudu at the edge of a river, you know, you should not waste the water. You should not use more than is necessary. So the person, individual, who's thinking that, you know, what difference does it make if I use a little bit more? Okay? Just one person, of course, it doesn't make much difference. But if every single person thinks the same thing, what difference does it make if I use a little bit more? Okay? Then, collectively, it's a lot of people thinking the same thing, a lot of people wasting resources and wasting energy, wasting water, resulting in this lack of water and being deprived of it. So wastefulness is something that we need to avoid. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us about that. أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ الْمَاءَ الَّذِي تَشْرَبُونَ, do you see the water that you are drinking? أَأَنْتُمْ أَنْزَلْتُمُهُ مِنَ الْمُزْنِ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْمُنْزِلُونَ, are you the ones who make it descend from the sky, or are we the ones who do that? Allah is the one who sends down the rain. Nobody can do anything. The hands are tied. So many countries go through droughts for year upon year upon year, and nobody can do anything about the droughts. Only it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, أَأَنْتُمْ أَنْزَلْتُمُهُ مِنَ الْمُزْنِ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْمُنْزِلُونَ لَوْ نَشَاءُ جَعَلْنَاهُ أُجَاجًا فَلَوْ لَا تَشْكُرُونَ, if we wanted, we could have turned this water into salt water. So why is it you're not grateful? So if Allah has turned that water that comes down in the rain into salt water, then it would not be able to be utilized. Okay, why you cannot drink the ocean water? Okay, you cannot drink it because it is full of salt. And if you do try to drink it and you overdo the drinking, what happens is you actually go crazy. You cannot drink that water. And if you go to the Middle East now, actually, they have what's called desalination plants. So the majority of water that you get in the Middle East plumbing system, the city provides that water, it is actually desalinized water. That water which is taken from the ocean, put through these plants that remove the salt, and then make the water usable to a certain degree. But that water is still not drinkable. Even after having all this salt removed, you cannot drink that water. It's actually bad for you. It'll make you sick. And if you ever get the chance to go to Saudi Arabia, wash a cup. And basically what people tend to do, you wash the cup, and as it's still wet, you put it on the countertop to let it dry. When you remove that after it's dried, you will see actually a circle of salt where you left that cup to dry. So there's still salt content inside it. You cannot remove it completely. So they've done it to a degree that it's usable, but still not drinkable. So the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us water from the sky, which is drinkable, which is, doesn't have salt in it, it is a great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's a dua related about the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. He used to drink the water, and he used to say, Alhamdulillah alladhi saqana adhban furatan bi rahmati. It is all praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who made us drink this beautiful sweet water with His rahmah. وَلَمْ يَجْعَلْهُ مِلْحًا أُجَاجًا بِذُنُوبِنَا. And He didn't make it into salt water because of our sins. Okay, so the fact that Allah has given us this water to drink and He did not turn it into salt, this is a great blessing. لَوْ نَشَاءُ جَعَلْنَاهُ أُجَاجًا فَلَوْ لَا تَشْكُرُونَ. If we wanted, we could turn it into salt. Why is it that you're not grateful? And then he asks another question, something that we all take for granted. أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ النَّارَ الَّتِي تُورُونَ. Do you see the fire that you light? The fire that you light, the fact that you are using fire for cooking purposes, for heating purposes, and nowadays for energy. Okay? You are using that. So Allah says, أَأَنْتُمْ أَنْشَأْتُمْ شَجَرَتَهَا أَمْ نَحْنُ الْمُنْشِئُونَ. Did you make its tree grow, or were we the ones who made it grow? So this goes back to the days when people, what they used to do, they used to take branches, they used to rub them against each other. Anybody who's been in Boy Scouts will know how to light a fire by rubbing sticks together. Okay, you make a hole in a small stick, you take another stick, you put it inside, you rub it until it starts smoking, and then you put it inside some tinder, blow, and it makes it a fire. So in the Arabs, they used to have two specific types of tree. They had a special name. There was one called Marakh and the other was called Ufar. Marakh and Ufar. And I'm sure people who are familiar with this, lighting of fires with trees, they know that from specific branches you can do it, not all branches. For example, pine trees, they're very, very moist. And if you try to light it, it's not going to work. So it has to be dry branches, dry trees, and only from those branches you will be allowed to make the fire. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, who made the tree through which you guys make fire? Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did that. Okay? So, أَأَنْتُمْ أَنْشَأْتُمْ شَجَرَتَهَا أَمْ نَحْنُ الْمُنْشِئُونَ نَحْنُ جَعَلْنَاهَا تَذْكِرَةً وَمَتَعًا لِلْمُقْوِينَ. We made it as a reminder. We made this fire as a reminder. وَمَتَاعًا, a benefit, لِلْمُقْوِينَ, for the travelers. مُقْوِي refers to a person who travels, and there are different interpretations. One, it means that a person who is either a person who travels far off distances, and particularly in barren lands, that is what al-muqwi refers to. So it becomes a benefit for al-muqwin. So how does it benefit? It benefits by, number one, providing heat. Number two, it provides comfort. Okay, and number three, it scares off wild animals. Okay, the fire, it scares off wild animals. So a person, he can be relaxed next to this fire. So it is a benefit for the traveler that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has enabled us to do that. So then Allah tells us, فَسَبِّحْ بِاسْمِ رَبِّكَ الْعَظِيمِ. After hearing all of these things that have been mentioned to you, the creation of a baby, the crops that you eat, the fruit that you eat, the plants that you eat, the water that you drink, the fire that you light, all of these things you are taking for granted, and you see them happening in front of your eyes, then how is it that you still disbelieve in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? After hearing all of this, you should do nothing but praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَسَبِّحْ تَسْبِيح, glorify, purify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from all faults, who is your great and exalted Lord. Praise Him, glorify Him, meaning have faith in Him, believe that He exists, believe that He has the power to do all of these things, and believe that He will resurrect you in the hereafter, after your deaths. And this is the purpose of all of these verses that have been mentioned, to make us understand the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by pondering into His creation. With that, inshallah, we finish and we'll continue with the lesson next week. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us tawfiq to understand and practice what has been said and heard. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.